Good morning. I come to you with a heavy heart this morning. At 4 o'clock this morning, my brother-in-law went to be with the Lord. And Vaughn called shortly after his passing. And so just please remember my sister and the family in prayer. Reverend Gary Williams, the suffering's over. That's our comfort right now, that he's in heaven with Jesus. He beat me there. But by the same, we started out together, and he beat me there. But by the same grace and the same love of the Savior, I'll see him again on heaven's shore. Now, in this house of the Lord today, this is the children's hour. And of course, with what has just transpired, I've changed the entire message today. With what happened at Newtown, Connecticut, we want to embrace our children, right? We want to embrace our children. This is their hour, and they are going to witness to us of the faith. But before we begin this very special hour of worship, are there any parish notices to come before us? Any parish notices? Yes, Megan. Excellent, Megan. You all, and boy, you always do, because you bring the spirit to the table with you. Any other sharings this morning? Yeah, yes, sir, Rick. Excellent, excellent invitation, and also excellent hospitality. So the new members are invited. That's going to be this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Yes, sir, Brad. Man, how about this for hospitality? Isn't this great? This is wonderful. Wonderful opportunity this week to serve the Lord. Thank you, Brad. Any other parish notices to come before us? As I said, in the house of the Lord today, O Lord, we give you thanks for our children. We embrace the children. At this time, let's prepare our hearts and our minds for the worship of the Lord. Thank you. Let us pray. Redeemer God, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, gracious Savior. When we think all hope is lost, you gather us in and bring us home again. Restore our hearts this morning, O Lord, that we may show everyone we meet your power to transform the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
With joy we draw water from the well of salvation.
Sing aloud, O daughters of the Holy One.
With thanks we return home to the living God.
Shout for joy, O sons of the Most High.
With praise we approach the throne of grace.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Lift up your hearts unto the Lord, the opening hymn of praise. 234, O come all ye faithful.
Oh,
take this opportunity. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. You're going to be proud of me. I'm going to remember. Although, wait, the minute hasn't passed yet. We now welcome the Leary family for the lighting of the Advent candle.
The grace of God is coming, bringing salvation to all. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish, where desert jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers, only the redeemed will walk on it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness.
The season of Advent is a time of rejoicing when we prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. One translation calls this scripture passage, Zion's happy future. We are shown the true nature of God's feelings for humanity. It is a journey that we take with each other as the body of Christ. In a world where fear is easier than hope, God gives us hope. In a time when so many are blind to the needs of the world around us, God opens our eyes. As we wait for the coming of the Lord, God shows us what is in store for us if we choose to embrace this future. Jesus calls us to make this future a reality to all of God's children.
Along with the wilderness and the dry land, we the people of God shall be glad and rejoice. We shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen our hands, make firm our knees, and calm our fearful hearts. Together we are made strong. We fear not, for the Lord is with us.
Lord, you make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to dance, and the speechless to sing for joy. May the waters of your love and peace spring forth and fill us. As we journey forward, remind us not only who we are, but whose we are. We are God's people, redeemed by God's love. We shall sing of this love with everlasting joy and gladness.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much. Again, such a powerful witness. Now, you'll notice that there are obviously some changes this morning in the worship outline. We will not be having the children's sermon today. They will be giving the witness to us. Now, next week, next week will be the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I want to invite the children, and if you want to bring a guest with you, children. Next Sunday, we got a very special gift to give you, to present to you during the children's moment. So I'm really looking forward to that. But today, as I said, you're going to minister to us. Now, before we have that program, though, we've got some more sharings in the worship service. And right now, I'm going to ask, where's Allison? I'm going to ask Allison. Allison's going to help me out. We are going to have the joys and concerns. I want to welcome our visitors this morning. And you'll see a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you. If you elect to take a moment, this is up to you. If you want to take a moment and fill that out and put your telephone number on there, when the offering takes place here in a little while, just drop your visitor's card into that offering plate. And I got the finest ushers of any church, and they always get me those visitor's cards, and I always give you a call. So if you want to get better acquainted, just put your phone number on there, and I will definitely get back with you. During this portion of the worship service, to acquaint our visitors, to extend hospitality, we call this the joys and the concerns. If you have a joy, perhaps as an example, it could be a birthday, a wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of how the Lord of Lords is giving you strength right now in the journey. You want to lift up that testimony, lift up that joy, raise your hand. If you have a concern, maybe there's a loved one who's sick this morning. You want to lift them up. Raise your hand. Joys or concerns, we invite you. We welcome you. Raise your hand. Allison will bring you the mic so that we can all hear in the house. And Roger, I'll help you out. Go ahead, brother. Amen. Boy, Roger, that's just wonderful. Raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Yes, indeed. And continue to remember Chloe in your prayers. Thank you, Roger.
I see Mrs. Reed sat up away from me. But I'd like to welcome her to the 80-year-old club.
She finally told I'd come up and congratulate you, Marilyn, but I can't make the stairs. Beauty never ages, huh? Amen, right, Warren? Beauty never ages. John, can I help you out?
I've got two of them. First of all, Allie's got a birthday coming up on Tuesday.
Raise a cheer. Happy birthday, Allie.
And then I didn't think to talk to you before the service, but are you going to use Fred's post in your sermon? Apparently not.
Not today, I'm not, John. No, not today. I have a message prepared though about Newtown. I do have that prepared. Yeah.
Well, this is a broader message than that, but there was somebody praying to God and they said, "Dear God, how can you let something like this happen in our schools?" And God answered their prayer. He said, "I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed in schools anymore."
Ooh. Ooh. Wow, yeah, that's got a prophetic edge to it, John. Indeed it does. And you say that's on the Fred's Fred posted it? All right, you definitely want to thank you, Brother John. You want to check out that post. Yes, indeed, because do we need the Lord today? You bet the nation needs the Lord, and the nation's turning to the Lord. Turning to the one. We know where to run to in trouble. Any other joys or concerns?
Okay, I have a few good news. For one thing, Phil's birthday is Tuesday.
Raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Happy birthday, buddy.
And mine is Friday. So
and we'll raise a cheer.
I just want to give you an update on work. Work right now is pretty good in the respect they called 17 new people back. for, they said, from two weeks to two months, and they've given us some overtime. So for the ones that were being shut down at the end of the year, 3 days, and for ones that don't have vacation, that kind of help takes care of that.
Amen.
So at least for a little bit for Christmas, it at least helped a little bit.
Praise the Lord. Raise the cheer. Shout for joy. That's wonderful. Is Jeff up there? I'm looking to see him. Jeff up there? Coach, you up there? Yes, sir. All right. Well, I know. We. In fact, I was just thinking yesterday about you all, Marie. I was just thinking yesterday about you. Thank you for that. Hey, just yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for that answer. That's beautiful.
Yesterday was my
brother's birthday. Brother's birthday. Raise the cheer. Well done. Well done. Good for you. Good for you, sis. Yeah, brother's birthday. Brother's birthday.
My neighbor and good friend, Barb Weary, she had knee surgery a couple months ago, and it went so well that this Friday she's going to have her other knee done.
Hey, good for her, Judy. Good for her. Raise a cheer. Good for her. And keep her in your prayers. Keep her in your prayers. That's wonderful. Restoration. Yeah, good season for that. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns?
Have both a joy and a concern. The joy is, if you saw the paper this morning, they found that man that's been missing for a week in Lima.
They did find him?
They found him out in Arizona in a Walmart parking lot. He was hungry and dehydrated, but otherwise in good health.
And Wow.
My brother in Maine is going for minor surgery on Tuesday, so I don't know if that will make a difference after... I'd rather Thursday. I don't know what the Mayan calendar, if that makes any difference. if Friday comes, I hope he's recovering nicely from it.
Yes, indeed, brother. Good for you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Any other sharings? Any other? You see, visitors, how important this time is. This is a very important time in the house of the Lord. Any other sharings? I see some children have some sharing. Well, raise the cheer for that. Baptized in the Lord. How about that? Sacrament of baptism.
My grandpa got knee surgery.
Knee surgery? We will keep him in our prayers. Yes, indeed. Boy, I tell you, I told you the children were going to minister to us today. Any other sharings? Let's show an appreciation for Allison serving the Lord. Thank you, Allison. Well done. Let's turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, it has been said by the observation and the witness of many a GI that there are no atheists in foxholes. There's a foxhole across the nation today, O Lord. We know where to run to in the times of trouble, Lord God. Lord God, creator of all, of every child upon the face of this planet. For the questions that will remain unanswered, there's no question that you love us. We have only to look to the cross on the altar, the center of the church, to see the proclamation and the witness of your love for us. Therefore, gracious Lord, with unfathomable grace and love and patience and forgiveness, restore the nation, O Lord. Restore our hearts, for you know they are broken. Restore us as only you, the risen Christ, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of all, can do. And we will shout praises unto you, and we will lift that witness to the nation and unto the nations, that Jesus Christ be praised. Bless us as we lift up the prayer from our hearts that the Savior has graciously invited us sinners to pray before him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we're going to stand and reaffirm our faith with the hymn 249, There's a Song in the Air. Let's stand together. Good morning. I come to you with a heavy heart this morning. At 4 o'clock this morning, my brother-in-law went to be with the Lord. And Vaughn called shortly after four, shortly after his passing. And so just please remember my sister and the family in prayer. Reverend Gary Williams, the suffering's over. That's our comfort right now, that he's in heaven with Jesus. He beat me there. But by the same, we started out together, and he beat me there. But by the same grace and the same love of the Savior, I'll see him again on heaven's shore. Now, in this house of the Lord today, this is the children's hour. And of course, with what has just transpired, I've changed the entire message today. With what happened at Newtown, Connecticut, we want to embrace our children, right? We want to embrace our children. This is their hour, and they are going to witness to us of the faith. But before we begin this very special hour of worship, are there any parish notices to come before us? Any parish notices? Yes, Megan. Excellent, Megan. You all, and boy, you always do, because you bring the spirit to the table with you. Any other sharings this morning? Yeah, yes, sir, Rick. Excellent. Excellent invitation and also excellent hospitality. So the new members are invited. That's going to be this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Yes, sir, Brad. Man, how about this for hospitality? Isn't this great? This is wonderful. Wonderful opportunity this week to serve the Lord. Thank you, Brad. Any other parish notices to come before us? As I said, in the house of the Lord today, O Lord, we give you thanks for our children. We embrace the children. At this time, let's prepare our hearts and our minds for the worship of the Lord. Let us pray. Redeemer God, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, gracious Savior, when we think all hope is lost, you gather us in and bring us home again. Restore our hearts this morning, O Lord, that we may show everyone we meet your power to transform the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
With joy we draw water from the well of salvation.
Sing aloud, O daughters of the Holy One.
With thanks we return home to the living God.
Shout for joy, O sons of the Most High.
With praise we approach the throne of grace.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Lift up your hearts unto the Lord, the opening hymn of praise. 234, O come all ye faithful.
Joy, 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 joy,
take this opportunity. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. You're going to be proud of me. I'm going to remember. although, wait, the minute hasn't passed yet. We now welcome the Leary family for the lighting of the Advent candle.
The grace of God is coming, bringing salvation to all. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish, where desert jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk on it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness.
The season of Advent is a time of rejoicing when we prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. One translation calls the scripture passage Zion's happy future. We are shown the true nature of God's feelings for humanity. It is a journey that we take with each other as the body of Christ. In a world where fear is easier than hope, God gives us hope. In a time when so many are blind to the needs of the world around us, God opens our eyes. As we wait for the coming of the Lord, God shows us what is in store for us if we choose to embrace this future. Jesus calls us to make this future a reality to all of God's children.
Along with the wilderness and the dry land, we the people of God shall be glad and rejoice. We shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen our hands, make firm our knees, and calm our fearful hearts. Together we are made strong. We fear not, for the Lord is with us.
Lord, you make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to dance, and the speechless to sing for joy. May the waters of your love and peace spring forth and fill us. As we journey forward, remind us not only who we are, but whose we are. We are God's people, redeemed by God's love. We shall sing of this love with everlasting joy and gladness. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much. Again, such a powerful witness. Now, you'll notice that there are obviously some changes this morning in the worship outline. We will not be having the children's sermon today. They will be giving the witness to us. Now, next week, next week will be the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I want to invite the children, and if you want to bring a guest with you, children. Next Sunday, we got a very special gift to give you, to present to you during the children's moment. So I'm really looking forward to that. But today, as I said, you're going to minister to us. Now, before we have that program, though, we've got some more sharings in the worship service. And right now, I'm going to ask, where's Allison? I'm going to ask Allison. Allison's going to help me out. We are going to have the joys and concerns. I want to welcome our visitors this morning. And you'll see a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you. If you elect to take a moment, this is up to you. If you want to take a moment and fill that out and put your telephone number on there, when the offering takes place here in a little while, just drop your visitor's card into that offering plate. And I got the finest ushers of any church, and they always get me those visitor's cards, and I always give you a call. So if you want to get better acquainted, just put your phone number on there, and I will definitely get back with you. During this portion of the worship service, to acquaint our visitors, to extend hospitality, we call this the joys and the concerns. If you have a joy, perhaps as an example, it could be a birthday, a wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of how the Lord of Lords is giving you strength right now in the journey. You want to lift up that testimony, lift up that joy, raise your hand. If you have a concern, maybe there's a loved one who's sick this morning. You want to lift them up. Raise your hand. Joys or concerns, we invite you. We welcome you. Raise your hand. Allison will bring you the mic so that we can all hear in the house. And Roger, I'll help you out. Go ahead, brother. Amen. Well, Roger, that's just wonderful. Raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Yes, indeed. And continue to remember Chloe in your prayers. Thank you, Roger.
I see Mrs. Reed sat up away from me. But I'd like to welcome her to the 80-year-old club.
She finally told I'd come up and congratulate you, Marilyn, but I can't make the stairs. Beauty never ages, huh? Amen, right, Warren? Beauty never ages. John, can I help you out?
I've got two of them. First of all, Allie's got a birthday coming up on Tuesday.
Raise a cheer. Happy birthday, Allie.
And then I didn't think to talk to you before the service, but are you going to use Fred's post in your sermon? Apparently not.
Not today, I'm not, John. No, not today. I have a message prepared though about Newtown. I do have that prepared. Yeah.
Well, this is a broader message than that, but there was somebody praying to God, and they said, "Dear God, how can you let something like this happen in our schools?" And God answered their prayer. She said, "I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed in schools anymore."
Wow, yeah, that's got a prophetic edge to it, John. Indeed it does. And you say that's on Fred's Fred posted it? All right, you definitely want to thank you, Brother John. You want to check out that post. Yes, indeed, because do we need the Lord today? You bet the nation needs the Lord, and the nation's turning to the Lord. Turning to the one. We know where to run to in trouble. Any other joys or concerns?
Okay, I have a few good news. For one thing, Phil's birthday is Tuesday.
Raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Happy birthday, buddy.
And mine is Friday. So
hey, well, raise a cheer.
I just want to give you an update on work. Work right now is pretty good in the respect they called 17 new people back. for, they said, from two weeks to two months, and they've given us some overtime. So for the ones that were being shut down at the end of the year, 3 days, and for ones that don't have vacation, that kind of help takes care of that.
Amen.
So at least for a little bit for Christmas, it at least helped a little bit.
Praise the Lord. Raise the cheer. Shout for joy. That's wonderful. Is Jeff up there? I'm looking to see him. Jeff up there? Coach, you up there? Yes, sir. All right. Well, I know we in fact, I was just thinking yesterday about you all, Marie. I was just thinking yesterday about you. Thank you for that. Hey, just yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for that answer. That's beautiful.
Yesterday was my
brother's birthday. Brother's birthday. Raise the cheer. Well done. Well done. Good for you. Good for you, sis. Yeah, brother's birthday. Brother's birthday.
My neighbor and good friend, Barb Weary, she had knee surgery a couple months ago, and it went so well that this Friday she's going to have her other knee done.
Hey, good for her, Judy. Good for her. Raise a cheer. Good for her. And keep her in your prayers. Keep her in your prayers. That's wonderful. Restoration. Yeah, good season for that. Any other joys or concerns?
Have both a joy and a concern. The joy is, if you saw the paper this morning, they found that man that's been missing for a week in Lima.
They did find him?
They found him out in Arizona in a Walmart parking lot. He was hungry and dehydrated, but otherwise in good health. And
my
brother in Maine is going for minor surgery on Tuesday, so I don't know if that will make a difference after, I'd rather Thursday. I don't know what the Mayan calendar, if that makes any difference. if Friday comes, I hope he's recovering nicely from it.
Yes, indeed, brother. Good for you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Any other sharings? Any other? You see, visitors, how important this time is. This is a very important time in the house of the Lord. Any other sharings? I see some children have some sharing.
My cousin's getting baptized today.
Well, raise the cheer for that. Baptized in the Lord. How about that? Sacrament of baptism.
Knee surgery?
We will keep him in our prayers. Yes, indeed. Boy, I tell you, I told you the children were going to minister to us today. Any other sharings? Let's show an appreciation for Allison serving the Lord. Thank you, Allison. Well done. Let's turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, it has been said by the observation and the witness of many a GI that there are no atheists in foxholes. There's a foxhole across the nation today, O Lord. We know where to run to in the times of trouble, Lord God. Lord God, creator of all, of every child upon the face of this planet, for the questions that will remain unanswered, there's no question that you love us. We have only to look to the cross on the altar, the center of the church, to see the proclamation and the witness of your love for us. Therefore, gracious Lord, with unfathomable grace and love and patience and forgiveness, restore the nation, O Lord. Restore our hearts, for you know they are broken. Restore us as only you, the risen Christ, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of all, can do. And we will shout praises unto you, and we will lift that witness to the nation and unto the nations, that Jesus Christ be praised. Bless us as we lift up the prayer from our hearts that the Savior has graciously invited us sinners to pray before him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we're going to stand and reaffirm our faith with the hymn 249, There's a Song in the Air. Let's stand together. Please be seated. Though the message had to be completely retailored, the Word of God is exactly the same. Listen to the witness of Paul on this, the third Sunday of Advent. This is the proclamation, the witness of Paul. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May God add the blessing of His Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Keith, I want to thank you. Linda, I want to thank you. And children, what about that Bob Hall? Huh? Isn't it beautiful? Well done, Brother Bob. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, we need those blessings. We need those blessings today. As I said, everything has been rewritten. I had some really great illustrations that, and I call them great illustrations because I gleaned them from this harvest here before me, this crop of disciples. Many of you gave me some wonderful stories that were just so pertinent, so relative to the Word of God this morning. But actually, since Newtown, I have had to change all those. They're in the files. I hope someday the Lord, this Holy Spirit, will guide me at the occasion in the future to use those, because they're, as I said, they're wonderful illustrations. But what has happened since Newtown and since Sandy Hook Elementary School, I've had parent after parent checking with us, wanting to know, is there any scripture that deals with this sort of problem? Indeed, there is. There's an entire book. It's called Job. I was blessed to have the scholar representing the Jewish community, their book, Job, Dr. Eric Friedland. We affectionately called him Rabbi Friedland. But Dr. Eric Friedland was the preeminent scholar representing all three branches of Judaism. And right there at Wright State University, which was the first university to have a religion department in the United States, John, the first one, as I've said again and again. That's why many times A&E, History Channel, my old professors, of course, most of them are retired now, you know, to show my age. But many of them have contributed to those programs. And Dr. Eric Friedland is the preeminent Jewish scholar. He witnessed to the book of Job. And I invite you to turn to that yourselves. He witnessed to the book of Job, not just in a cerebral fashion, but with his heart, with all his heart. Because like Job, Eric's heart was broken. Eric's family were destroyed in the Holocaust of Nazi Germany, as I've shared with you on several occasions now. But Eric gave a witness of the Jewish faith. And here's what the witness of Job essentially is. I warn you, parents, I warn you that as you study the book of Job, you're going to find in fact, there's a whole branch for you scholars. I know you like to, Dave, you all like to do this in your Sunday school classes. Look under the umbrella theodicy. It's a whole branch of theology dealing with the problem of evil, theodicy. But the witness of Job is that, be prepared, parents, we ask why? Job never got an answer as to why his family had to die so tragically. No answer was given. No answer was available. But here's what Eric witnessed from the Jewish community. Their witness is that God condescended to be with Job. Job never got an answer as to why his family died in such tragic deaths. What he did get, however, was far more lasting. Cerebral knowledge, it lasts as long as this gray matter lasts, right? The brain. And then it perishes and it returns to the soil. The witness of Eric is that something far more lasting came to Job. Far more lasting is available to the nation this morning. God condescended to be with Job. Those were his exact words. God condescended to be with Job. In essence, the witness of Rabbi Friedland and the Jewish community is that God is always near. God is always near. Right beside you, you his daughter, you his son, and the Lord will never forsake you. Dr. Eric Friedland was the pinnacle of scholasticism of the Jewish community. And now we come full circle to the Pharisee himself. Paul, remember what he was? You know what? Saul. What did Saul do? He persecuted the body of Christ. Now, how does one turn from a persecutor, as Saul was, the stoning of Stephen, contributed in that. How does one turn from being a persecutor of the body of Christ to being one now who welcomes persecution, who welcomes execution? How does that happen? The Messiah has come. God is not only near to us, but the Lord has arrived through the mystery of the incarnation, through the birth of the Virgin Mary. The only begotten has come, Mary. The only begotten Son of God. God in the flesh. And so the witness is that the Lord has taken Saul and transformed him now. So now he welcomes persecution, Warren. He welcomes even death. He is not afraid. Listen to his witness this morning, children. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Do not be anxious in anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, the medium is the message. Isn't that what we hear again and again? The medium is the message. Paul is writing this witness not only in prison, but hold on to your hats. He is literally chained to the Roman guard. How does one not be anxious for it when you're chained to the Roman guard, to the executioner? You're no longer anxious in the face of death because the Lord is always near. The Lord has always been near. And the Lord in love has found a way, miraculously, to come to us. Parents, embrace your children. Spend that time together. You know, Fritzy and I said, how do we cope with these tragedies, these sorrows? How do we do it, Fritzy? Fritzy says to me, Greg, we lean on each other, don't we? Right? So parents, embrace your children. Be with them. So much healing takes place in that. And parents, witness to your children that God is love. For all the questions that remain unanswered at Newtown and in our hearts, and you have them, I have them. I said, I got a list of questions. Linda, I got a list of questions. When I get to heaven, a list of them that have not been answered on this side. Right, sister? Not on this side. But there is no question that God loves us. Amen? Amen. And amen. Let this love be the blanket of comfort for our children this morning and for you. And rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This time, the ushers will assist us as we serve the eternal Lord, the Lord of love, through the morning tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
God of overflowing love and joy. You provide all that the world needs. May these offerings be a sign of our willingness to be good stewards of your bounty, sharing what we have with those in need, that we may escape the destruction that selfishness brings to our lives. We pray this in the name of the one who embodied selfless giving, the one who is to come, the one for whom we wait. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jeff. And now we are excited to say, as we said, the children will be ministering to us this morning. Do you know?
This year we're doing a little something different instead of our usual Christmas musical. As the kids come up, you'll see we're kind of short on the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade and a little more heavy on the first and second grade. So we decided this year we were going to do an old-fashioned, more like the way we used to do it when I was a kid growing up. And I can still remember the year I had to stand up and say, "Welcome, welcome, all of you. We're glad that you could come." And it went on for many more stanzas, and I won't bore you with the rest of it. But we're going to start off this morning with a reading, The Cradle Hymn by Dreema Hampton.
See the kindly shepherd round him, telling wonders from the sky. When they sought him, there they found him with his virgin mother by. See the lovely babe addressing lovely infant, how he smiled. When he wept, the mother's blessing soothed and hushed the holy child. Lo, he slumbers in his manger, where the honest oxen fed. Peace, my darling, there's no danger, here's no oxen near thy bed. I could give thee thousand kisses, hoping what I most desire. Not a mother's fondest wishes can to greater joys aspire.
And now, Aubrey Luganville and Mahaley Hampton are going to recite Baby Boy.
Katie got a dolly that cried.
Thank you, Dreamer. Now, Ethan Lugabill and Gideon Davis will be reciting two pieces. Ethan is going to recite Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Christmas Star. And Gideon will recite Little Boy Blue.
Little Boy Blue can blow your horn. The seats in the table where the Savior's born. Where's the boy you have to sleep? Wasn't baby Jesus fast to see?
Now the group of second and third grade girls, Allison Dingus, Bailey Miller, Grace Davis, and Michaela Lugendahl are going to recite Some Children See Him. Okay, we tell you.
Some children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white with tresses soft and fair.
Some children see him bronzed and brown, the Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown with dark and heavy hair.
Some people see him almond-eyed, the Savior whom we kneel beside. Some people see him almond-eyed with skin of yellow hue.
Some children see him dark as day, sweet Mary's son to whom we pray. Some children see him dark as they, and oh, they love him too.
The children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face. Like theirs look bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. Oh, lay aside each earthly thing and with thy heart as offering. Come worship now the infant king, 'tis love that's born tonight.
And now Allison Dingus is going to sing What Child Is This?
What child is this who lays?
his lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is his Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him light, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are beating? Good Christians, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him light, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, the King of Kings, salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son.
Now Emily Fegley is going to recite The Night Before the First Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas in a town called Bethlehem, a king will soon be born and visited by wise men. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh added to all the big fuss, they named him Emmanuel, which translates God with us. The angels were rejoicing and told the shepherds first, a Savior is born this day for those who hunger and thirst. He'll sit on the throne of David with governments upon his shoulder. He'll perform many miracles once baptized and grow older. He'll gain strength and wisdom, put the righteous in their place. He'll establish a huge following because of loving grace. He built a team of 12 that never seemed to agree. He chose from among the low with the phrase, follow me. Transforming water to wine, saved the Cana wedding feast. The guests were all amazed, happy to say the least. Blessed are the meek, as he continued to speak, those sitting in attendance on spiritual abundance. He taught them how to live, gave 2 mighty commandments. He modeled how to pray and warned of coming judgments. He calmed the winds and waves. He walked on top of water. He healed the lame and sick, sent demons and swine to slaughter. The religious were up in arms. They didn't know what to do. Let's bring the Romans in to kill this blasphemous Jew. He rode into the city with praise, honor, and glory. Hosanna in the highest, they cried, but soon they changed their story. For 30 pieces of silver, one of the 12, he betrayed him. They swore they wouldn't deny him, but fear had overcome them. He gave his life at Calvary. He did not one thing wrong. He spent his dying moments asking to forgive the throne. They entered the open tomb. His body couldn't be found. He is risen, the angel said, and the good news spread around. Give the story of Jesus to make your holidays bright. Happy Christmas to all, and to all good night."
And now if all the children will come up, we have a couple songs. Thank you very much for letting us share that this morning, and we'd like to invite you to come back. I think they have refreshments ready in the social room. Thank you.
Wonderful. Let's show appreciation again for the children. What a witness. What a witness. And we're joined together now at the table. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.